Hello there, and welcome to What You May Have Mythed. And this week, we are venturing back to the realms of a mythology we have dipped our feet into several times. But this time, we are focusing less on defeating giants and monsters, and relaxing with some fishing with Thor, the god of thunder. Yes, we are jumping into Norse mythology once again this week, but before we dive in, let me remind you that if you head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk, then you can keep up to date with the stories from Percy and Engelbert. And if there is a tale you would like to hear on the show, then drop me a message on TikTok or Instagram. Right, let's have a story from Norse mythology. Thor goes fishing. In the ebullient halls of Asgard, where gods feasted and warriors trained, Thor, the thunderous deity, declared to his comrades, "Today I shall conquer the mightiest beast of all, through the noble art of fishing." Loki, ever the trickster, raised an eyebrow.
"Fishing, Thor? Are you finally seeking a challenge even a minnow can handle?"
Thor laughed heartily.
"Nay, Loki! There are creatures in the deep that would make even Jormungandr think twice."
"Count me in, then," Loki said, grinning. "I could use a good laugh."
And so, armed with a fishing rod and endless enthusiasm, Thor and Loki set off on their quest for aquatic glory. They ventured through the realms until they reached the banks of the river Vimur, where Thor wasted no time casting his line into the waters. Loki lounged against a tree, watching with amusement.
"I bet you a barrel of ale that you'll catch nothing but a cold."
Thor chuckled.
"Ha ha, we shall see, brother. The rivers of Asgard hold many surprises."
As Thor patiently waited, Loki entertained himself by skipping stones across the water. Suddenly, Thor's fishing rod bent like a bowstring, nearly pulling him into the river.
"By Mjolnir's might!"
Thor roared, struggling against the unseen force on the other end of the line. Loki's eyes widened in mock surprise.
"Looks like you've hooked the Midgard serpent itself."
With a mighty heave, Thor wrestled with his catch, muscles bulging under his armour. Finally, a monstrous creature emerged, a fish so enormous that it flopped onto the shore, splashing water everywhere. Loki doubled over with laughter.
"Thor, I didn't know you were angling for whales."
Thor, however, stood triumphantly over his colossal catch.
"Behold, Loki, the mightiest fish in all the realms."
The fish blinked up at Thor with a bewildered expression.
Hello there. Fancy meeting you, Thunder God.
Loki wiped tears of mirth from his eyes.
"Thor, I think you caught the world's first talking fish."
The fish nodded sagely.
"Indeed, I am no ordinary fish. They call me Finn, the witty trout of Vimur."
Thor scratched his head.
"Well, Finn, what brings a talking fish to these parts?"
Finn sighed dramatically.
"Oh, you know,
just swimmingly passing the time. But please, let's not make this a fishy affair."
Loki sniggered.
"Too late for that, I'd say."
Thor grinned.
"Fear not, Finn, we mean you no harm. But tell me, what secrets does this river hold?"
Finn's eyes twinkled with mischief.
"Ah, the tales I could tell. But first, let's talk about that line of yours. It's rather painful in my gob, you know."
With a chuckle, Thor released Finn back into the river, where he vanished beneath the ripples. Loki clapped Thor on the shoulder.
"Well, brother, that was quite the catch."
Thor beamed with pride.
"Indeed. And now for the real adventure. Finn spoke of hidden realms beneath these waters."
Loki raised an eyebrow.
"Hidden realms? Count me in for round two."
And so, guided by Finn's cryptic clues, Thor and Loki dove into the river Vimur. They swam through dark tunnels and mysterious caverns until they stumbled upon an underwater palace adorned with shimmering treasures. Loki's eyes gleamed with greed.
Now this is more like it. I wonder if Ran would lend us a few trinkets.
Thor laughed. Let us not tempt fate, Loki. We've had our fill of laughter and adventure. With a final nod of gratitude to Finn, Thor and Loki returned to the surface, their hearts light with the joy of unexpected encounters and an unlikely friendship. Well, there we go. A short, entertaining, at least I hope it was, story from Norse mythology. What did you make of it? It was a bit weird. Remember, if there is a particular myth, legend, or tale from history that you would like to hear about, then drop me a message on TikTok or Instagram, and I'll get an episode out there for you. Right, now for On This Day in History. And on the 11th of April 1241, the Battle of Mohi took place. The Mongols, led by Batu and Subede, defeated the Hungarian king Bela IV in the major battle during the Mongolian invasion of Hungary, with 30,000 Hungarians slain. In 1471, during the Wars of the Roses, King Edward IV of England seized London from Henry VI. And on this day, in 1912, the RMS Titanic left Queenstown in Ireland on her fateful voyage to New York. And that's your lot for this week. Short and sweet, but head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk to keep up with the adventures of Percy and Engelbert. And I shall see you next week for another episode of What You May Have Missed.